KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the annual Jenny Edmondson Mac Shootout over at the Mid-American Center in Council Bluffs has a total of 19 games scheduled over the next 3 days, 6 girls games, 13 boys games. 10 of those games feature matchups between Iowa teams and Nebraska high school basketball teams. That high school basketball extravaganza gets underway later this afternoon. There are 5 games on the slate for today at the MAC. Logan Magnolia facing Thomas Jefferson in a girls game at 2:30 this afternoon. That'll be followed by the St. Albert girls facing Abraham Lincoln at 4. Papillion La Vista, Nebraska will face Lewis Central in a girls basketball battle at 5:30. Papillion La Vista will play the Abraham Lincoln boys at 7 o'clock tonight. And then Sioux City North plays Bellevue West at 8:30 in a boys matchup later on tonight as part of today's schedule at the MAC Shootout. Now, some of those games coming up in the next few days include 3 games that we'll have for you here on the radio tomorrow. Griswold will play Underwood twice. Girls basketball game at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then the boys will follow at 4 o'clock. We'll have both those games for you here on the radio, as well as the game following. That'll be a boys matchup between Tri-Center and St. Albert at 5:30. We'll have that triple header for you tomorrow here on KJAN. Chris Parks will have all that action. Then we'll have a couple of Border Wars on Saturday for you here on the radio, as the Exira EHK boys will face off against Johnson Brock of Nebraska at 11:30 Saturday morning. That'll be followed at 1 o'clock by the Atlantic boys facing off against Elmwood Murdoch, a couple of ranked teams in their classes in each of those states. We'll have that game for you as well on Saturday. So lots of basketball over in Council Bluffs, and we'll have 5 of those games over the next few days for you. 3 tomorrow, 2 on Saturday here on the radio. Well, 2 Iowa natives putting together banner senior seasons will be featured Saturday in Des Moines when Iowa plays Northern Iowa in the Hy-Vee Classic. Hawkeye senior guard Peter Jock is the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week. The Des Moines native is averaging nearly 24 points a game and more than 6 rebounds. Panthers senior guard Jeremy Morgan was named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week after pouring in a career-high 38 points in a win over North Dakota. The Iowa City native is averaging more than 18 points and 7 rebounds.
You know, I think there's going to be times when they're guarding each other, times when they won't be. Both are having spectacular seasons. And I think in a number of different ways, you knew they would both score. But they're both doing so many other things in every other area to help their teams, and that's kind of who they are.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes have battled inconsistency in a 5-5 start, and McCaffrey is confident that will change as they gain more experience.
You know, getting them to understand, you know, how to prepare and how to work and how to put it together. Because, you know, from the very beginning, they've been really good a lot of the time. And there's been times when they've, you know, not figured it out and made mistakes and broken down. And that's really what the experience factor is.
McCaffrey says inexperienced teams have difficulty putting together complete games, and that's why last week's win over Iowa State was such a positive step.
But it's just a function of you got to go through it, and you got to understand the speed of the game at this level and the intensity level that they face night in and night out, and so you got to be patient.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson says that Jock is difficult to cover.
There aren't that many guys like him, but when you come across somebody that scores the ball the way he does, that shoots it, not only does he get a lot of shots, he shoots a really good percentage, and he can make hard shots. Those guys are difficult to defend, certainly difficult to keep from getting enough shots to get 20 or 25 or even 30 in a game.
Jacobson says the key is to limit the number of open looks that Jock gets at the basket.
Our feeling has always been do what you can to make it as hard as possible. Can you be there and contest the shots? With a guy like Peter, you don't want him getting a lot of good looks. You don't want him open. So that'll be our challenge.
Jacobson says it will be a difficult assignment.
Peter Jock is, he's one of the top players in the country. I don't think he's just one of the top guys in the Big Ten. He's one of the top guys in the country. And they've got some young guys that are really playing well for him, in addition to Jock being one of the best guys in the country.
Panthers are 5-4 coming into that Saturday matchup. Fourth-ranked Baylor showed little rust Wednesday after an 11-day layoff as they picked up an 89-59 win over Southern. Also, second-ranked UCLA rolled to a 102-62 win over UC Santa Barbara last night. Nigel Hayes had 24 points, leading 14th-ranked Wisconsin to a 73-59 win over Green Bay. Also, number 19, Arizona, was a winner over Grand Canyon, 64-54. And number 20, St. Mary's, a 73-51 rout over Western Kentucky in top 25 hoops last night. Major League Baseball will continue to enjoy labor peace for five more seasons. Owners and players have ratified a new collective bargaining agreement that runs through 2021. Teams yesterday voted 29-1 to approve the deal, and the union said its executive board unanimously ratified it. A person familiar with the owners' vote tells the Associated Press that Tampa Bay managing general partner Stuart Sternberg cast the lone dissenting vote. Baseball hasn't had a work stoppage since 1995. The World Series champion Cubs have added another new piece to their bullpen as Koji Uehara has accepted a one-year, $6 million deal with Chicago. The 41-year-old Uehara went 2-3 with a 3.45 ERA and seven saves in 50 appearances for the Red Sox last season. Starting pitcher Derek Holland has agreed to a one-year, $6 million package with the Chicago White Sox after going 62-50 with a 4.35 ERA and eight seasons with Texas. In football news, Western Kentucky has hired Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford as the Hilltoppers' new head football coach. Sanford also coached quarterbacks and was passing game coordinator at Western Kentucky in 2010 under Willie Taggart. He replaces Jeff Brohm, who went 30-10 in three seasons at Western Kentucky before leaving last week to take Purdue's head coaching job. Newly appointed full-time head football coach Ed Orgeron at LSU is rounding out his staff. He's announced the hiring of Pittsburgh offensive coordinator Matt Canada as his new offensive coordinator. The Pitt Panthers this season averaged over 42 points and over 447 yards a game. His attack was balanced with 5,370 total net yards of offense, 2,757 on the ground and 2,613 through the air. In NFL news, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers got the day off from practice to rehab leg injuries. The team says he probably won't work out on Thursday either. Rodgers is expected to play when the Packers visit Chicago on Sunday. He's nursing left hamstring and right calf injuries. Running back Adrian Peterson is returning to practice this week for the Vikings for the first time since tearing the meniscus in his right knee in September. Coach Mike Zimmer says he expects Peterson to practice, but adds that he's not sure if he'll be able to play Sunday against the Colts. The Cardinals have released receiver Michael Floyd 2 days after his arrest on charges of driving under the influence and failure to obey a police officer. Floyd was taken into custody early Monday after being found unconscious behind the wheel of his running vehicle at an intersection in suburban Scottsdale. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. says he's been playing with a sore thumb. The NFL's fourth-ranked receiver says the problem has affected the way he catches passes. Beckham says he's been playing with that problem for weeks. Commissioner Roger Goodell isn't saying whether he's optimistic that San Diego and Oakland can keep their teams. The Chargers face a January 15th deadline to decide whether to join the Rams in Los Angeles, and Raiders owner Mark Davis has said that he was committed to moving the Raiders to Las Vegas. Colts owner Jim Irsay considers both franchises all but gone. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.